off Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. The battle for control of Thorson's Island is still raging between a force of Marines and the native guards. Heavily entrenched in a hilly, fortified position, all the advantages seem to be with the natives. Captain Swain and Jungle Jim agree that a frontal assault, even if it were to eventually prove successful, might only be won at too great a cost. So Jim and one Marine scout, a Sergeant Mullins, start off through a swamp, hoping to approach the natives on an unguarded flank and, if possible, silence some of the machine gun nests.
Sergeant, that makes four guns we've gotten.
Well, the idea was a pip, but even you got to admit you've been lucky so far. What are we going to do, take them all?
We're not even going to try.
Well, if we do, those guys back there are going to be awful sore at us. They'll call us heroes or something.
Well, that's not what's worrying me just now.
Worry? Why worry? We're sitting pretty. We got every gun on this side of the commission. Say, why don't the officers notice that this side has stopped firing? They have officers, don't they?
That's what I've been wondering about. Maybe the rats left the ship before it sinks.
Well, they didn't go far. Well, where could they go?
That we'll have to find out. Let's inch up to that corner and see what's around it. You cover me with that Tommy gun. I'll go first.
Go ahead, big boy. I'm right with you.
Quiet now. Back up. The next gun we'd better leave alone for the moment.
What's the matter? Don't you want it?
It's got a sort of a concrete house around it. It sticks out on the corner of the wall, and there's no way in except a steel door at the back.
Wait a minute. Let me take a look at it. There's got to be some vent ports. You know how powder stinks up them little pillboxes. After a few minutes, you can't stand it without a gas mask.
Jim. Hey, Jim.
What?
That's a tough hunk of turkey.
Well, I guess this is the end of our journey.
I suppose so. But look, if we could get it, boy, one man in there could stand off an army. Why, he could stand off two armies if he had plenty of ammunition. Now, these guys who put up this island really meant business, didn't they?
The most dangerous bunch of spies I've ever heard of. If you wrote about them in a story, no one would believe you.
I got it. What a dope I am. What a zog. You ought to kick me all over the lot.
What for? What's the matter with you?
Pineapples.
Has this heat ever bothered you before, Sergeant?
It ain't the heat. I should have brought more, but I got two of them. Look.
Hand grenades?
Yeah. Oh, we'll just give them a little crushed pineapple.
Boy, this is like man in a desert. What are the fuses set for?
6 seconds. I'll just pull the pin, count a fast two, and drop it in the vent.
Can we get near enough?
Near enough? Why, you could drive a jeep past the back of this pillbox and never be seen. But this is my party now. No horning in. I love these things, Jim.
Okay, pal. It's your idea and your party. Good luck. You might need it.
Wait till I get back and tell them guys the fun Jim and me had up here. Oh, and any guy that don't believe it'll get a punch in the nose. Well, here you go, Toots. One, two. Come on, Jim. Come on, Jim. We got some prisoners.
Stick them up. Stick them up, you, and drop that pistol.
Hey, yo, drop it. Drop it. Yeah. Come on, get over
get
there.
Get back in there.
Come on.
Come on, Sergeant. Well, congratulations, Sergeant.
Stand still, you.
Want to report this incident? You'd better prepare yourself for for a set of lieutenant's bars.
Yeah, what would I do with them?
So we've got two prisoners, eh? Hey, keep your distance there. Better tie them up, Sergeant.
Come on, you guys. Keep them up or I'll smack you. I'll tie them to this gun mount, Jim.
Well, it only took about 10 seconds after you furnished the solution.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe this is going to be a swift campaign after all.
Well, I always says the right strategy is usually the quickest way to do it.
Pineapples, eh? Why, they've become my favorite fruit, Sergeant.
Oh, I've always liked them, Jim. Well, now that we're here, what now? You want to grab the next one? I got one more grenade left.
No, I think our next move is back to camp. That is, for one of us.
I'll go, and I'll take these monkeys with me. We might get some information out of them.
No, Sergeant. I think I'd better take the journey back. And no need to take these prisoners. We've got all the information we need to finish up this job. All we need now is manpower.
Well, I still think we could finish it up alone, Jim.
Remember what Captain Swain said about who takes orders from whom?
Oh, okay. You're the boss. So what'll I do? I bet these guys can't even play pinochle.
Just hold the place till I get back.
Unknown to Bill, the radio man, and Big Tom, the overseer of the guards, Thorson has completed his plans to escape on the submarine alone, dooming not only the natives, but also Bill and Tom to capture or certain death because he attached a time fuse to the store of high explosives deep under the castle in the underground harbor.
It's going to blow up, I tell you. Any minute, it's going to blow us up, do you hear me?
Stop yelling, the dead can hear
don't
you.
Don't talk about the dead. I don't want to die. I'm going to get out of here.
Well, how are you going to do it? Talk your way out? Shut up. Shut up or I'll knock you into next week.
What are you standing there for? Ain't you going to do something? Listen to that ticking.
That's fate counting what may be the last minute of our lives.
As long as you can hear the ticking, you don't have to worry. Now, how can we get through this door to disconnect that thing?
You're crazy to even try. It's got bars as big as your arm. You couldn't burn through it with a torch in less than an hour.
We can't get in there except by the elevator or through this door. Let's try that elevator again.
It's no good. The power line is down at the bottom of the shaft. Thorston, he must have cut that, you know.
Well, we're stuck. Come on. Maybe we have got time to go up those stairs.
You're wasting a lot of time already.
Come on. Suppose those natives have missed us and start to ask questions.
Well, don't answer them.
Yeah, they're liable to get mighty suspicious.
Don't answer them.
We ain't been near them but once all day.
Listen.
What?
Oh, we've got more trouble than those guys can give us. This is a volcano we're sitting on. I ain't kidding.
Well, we're safe up to here.
Come on, stop your fumbling. Open the door.
Not so fast. You don't want to open.
Let me at it.
That guy Thorson thinks of everything. He's put the safety lock systems on. This door can only be opened by a switch in the library.
I only want to live long enough to get my hands on his throat. Just once. But if we don't get out of here, neither of us are going to live. I got to get out of here.
Shut up. You're going nuts and you'll have me wacky, too. Now keep quiet. We got one chance.
Huh?
Give me a gun.
What?
Maybe we can shoot the lock off this door.
You can't shoot it off. It's
steel. Give me that gun. I can try, can't I?
You can't.
Give it to me, I say.
You can't, tell you.
You, calm down now. Calm down. I can't think of both of us unless you help me. Now, brace up. Brace up. If we got a chance to get out, you're throwing it away. Now, get a hold of yourself.
Huh?
Get a hold of yourself.
What's the matter? What are you pushing me around for? Let me go. I didn't do nothing to you.
You all right now?
Sure. I'm fine. What are we doing here?
Come on, now. Snap out of it. Huh? Give me a gun. Now, keep still, you idiot.
Oh, that ain't nice to talk to me like that, Joe.
Stop your nonsense. You know I'm Bill.
Now, you're fooling. Yeah, Joe.
Stand back, you fool. The only chance is to shoot the lock off that door.
Yeah.
It won't come off. I figured out the lock for this door, too. Now I'm behind it for a long time.
I like it here, Joe. So quiet.
Don't say another word or I'll kill you.
Jim makes his way through the swamp back to the Marine encampment. As he nears the camp...
Halt! Who goes there?
Friend. Jungle Jim Bradley.
Advance. Keep your hands high. You're not Bradley in that getup. I saw him leave camp. Come on up here.
Sergeant Mullins and myself borrowed two native uniforms.
Maybe. You walk ahead of me and tell your story to the captain. Get them all the way up, sir. Sorry if I have to get tough, but if you're who you say you are, why, it'll be all right. If you're not, why, you'll just take the consequences.
Do your duty, soldier. It's okay with me.
Come on, keep going. Sergeant, get the captain. This fellow wants to see him.
All right, hold everything. I'll get him.
All right, what's going on here? What's all this? Jim.
Hello, Captain.
Release that man at once. How are you? We were beginning to wonder about you. Where in the devil did you get that uniform?
We borrowed these for a disguise, Captain, but didn't even need it.
Uh-huh. Where's Mullins?
He's okay. And Captain, what a man he is. Boy, he's marvelous. We've silenced four machine guns and a double one in the pillbox.
Wow.
Mullins is there yet with two prisoners. And we can walk in through the swamp and take over the rest of it whenever you're ready, Captain.
So, the situation is in hand, Jim, huh?
I'd say so, sir. Completely.
That's good. Sergeant, order assembly. Companies A and D ready to march fully equipped within packs in 5 minutes.
Yes, sir.
On! Go and company!
How about some coffee, Jim? We'll need you to show us the way back, you know.
Oh, I'd love it, Captain. And say, maybe you could scare up something better to wear than these clothes.
Well, they're not the best I've ever seen on you. But they are quaint, to say the least.
Company's A and D at attention, sir. What are the orders?
What? Keep them at ease. I'll be with you in a minute. Got to get Mr. Bradley here some pants.
That roar can only mean that the magazine has gone up in smoke. Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of cartoon land like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follows the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Jungle Jim and Flash Gordon. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper.